Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about when you realize your loved one is a narcissist. This is something that maybe doesn't get talked about enough, and it can actually be very traumatic, so I wanted to address that here on the show. When someone encounters a pathological narcissist, they often get a sense that something is not right with this person. If the narcissist is a family member, such as a parent, people might not start to realize the narcissist is different from other people until they start to mature and grow up. This observation can sometimes override someone's knowledge that the narcissist behavior is abusive because they can clearly see that something is wrong with this person and they want to help. This is the trap that many people get stuck in. It may be how you found the show, because you're looking for answers. If you found them here, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope I can clear a few things up for you and maybe help you understand what's going on a little better. Because of people's own intrinsic humanity, the narcissist's behavior may be reframed into a context that is better understood by the victim. For example, when telling the narcissist that their behavior is hurtful does not stop that behavior, it's often assumed that the narcissist doesn't understand. This is because the victim's own basic humanity dictates that if someone says they care about another person and are told they're hurting that person, they will then stop their hurtful behavior. When this doesn't happen, the victim is forced to reinterpret the behavior into something they can understand. The narcissist must not get it. They must not understand. This is how people find themselves explaining basic concepts like respect, consideration, taking turns, sharing, and manners over and over again to a grown adult. People often believe that if they can simply find the right way to explain it, the light bulb will go off in the narcissist's mind and they will finally understand. This will then lead to the hurtful behavior being stopped. This is a misunderstanding of how narcissists operate. It's an understandable misunderstanding, but it is a misunderstanding. It is the victim's own reframing of the behavior that has largely caused this misunderstanding, although, of course, the narcissist usually does not try to dissuade them. The truth has been in front of the person the whole time, but because it's so foreign to their experience, they don't recognize it. After they've been exposed to it for a time, they should realize and recognize, but many times they don't because they don't want to. Their entire life has become about reaching the narcissist and fixing this problem and healing this person. This is why so many find it so hard to let go of the relationship. Not only is there usually a trauma bond, which is very powerful, but they've been denied the gratification they have worked and waited so long for. It can be very hard to walk away from that. There's no satisfactory conclusion to the situation. There's no closure, and there's no happy ending. It's just an endless cycle that never goes anywhere. People in relationships of any kind with narcissists can feel the relationship has never progressed and that they've never gotten any closer to the narcissist or know them any better than they did when they first met, even after years have gone by. This is partly because the narcissist rejects all true forms of intimacy, but it's also because who you are trying to get to know doesn't exist, they're not real. There's no depth to the narcissist's facade. It's a superficial mask designed to hide the narcissist's true self. There is nobody to get to know. They are empty and void of identity. People searching for answers as to what's wrong with their loved one, because something clearly is, often come across information that is very troubling and even appalling. A lot of the experiences out there by people who have been abused by narcissists are pretty awful. They're hard to listen to. They're hard to read. And even though the victim might see their story in that, they can remain in denial for quite some time because, though it's a relief to be validated, the reality of pathological narcissism is very distressing. It's shocking, it's hurtful, and it's embarrassing. How could I not know? Why didn't I see it? How could I have been so stupid? These are logical feelings and questions to ask yourself, but they miss the point. You're a human being, that's all. You believe in the basic humanity of other human creatures. That's why you didn't see it. Why you put up with abuse for so long is a different question, but that's one that can be answered in time. Dealing with the shock of these realizations is hard enough, because it's not just one realization, it's many. The first is usually that there really is something wrong with this person, and it's not just you. That one is often a relief. The second and hardest is usually the realization that this person does not care. There was no misunderstanding. There's no other problem. They just don't care. And when people realize that, they often look back at the behavior and realize it was staring them in the face the entire time. The narcissist does not care. Not the way you thought, not in any way at all. The third realization, which usually comes very close to the second or even simultaneously, is that even though you found the answer, there's no solution. all the time you spent looking for answers and trying to understand and trying to get through to this person, hoping that with the answer would come the solution, was for nothing. There will not be a happy ending. This is often a very large letdown and very hard to internalize emotionally. Many people can't get past it. They can't let go of the hope. They can't accept the idea that their time was wasted on someone who doesn't care at all. They might even decide to ignore the truth and stay in the relationship, still pushing for that satisfactory outcome that they believe is possible. That's totally understandable, but it's dangerous. You can stay in a relationship with a pathologically narcissistic person if you choose. There's no law against it. It's your life. But you're only hurting yourself if you don't have realistic expectations. A person can only be taken for a fool once. After that, they know better. Staying in a relationship, hoping the other person will change so that you don't have to, is no way to live. It's unhealthy, and you deserve better than that. Don't be afraid of change. Once the shock of the realization wears off, and this can take a while, the recovery can then begin. Often people are able to see things a little more clearly after a while, and they come to understand that it wasn't a waste of time. Nothing is ever a waste of time if you learn, and the lessons taught by narcissistic relationships have the power to help us grow immensely if we're able to be honest and accepting of the truth. Don't beat yourself up for not seeing it sooner or for not leaving sooner after you realized. It took as long as it needed to take for the lesson to really stick, and now it will. If you think about it, this is probably the narcissist's single biggest function, to show people how much more they need to love themselves. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.